Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, inviting you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line with you in studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you have there. They're all completely free. You actually get to control the content of the site. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes. And then once it achieves those votes, will be added to the front page of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com. To get interactive. We've been talking about the TSA, and I want to come back to that story because some of the flight attendants are pretty upset at the TSA for allowing knives again starting April 25th. Knives under the length of 2.36 inches will be allowed. They cannot be fixed blades, so any knife that folds that is less than that length will be allowed on airplanes, and some people are pretty upset about that. We've also been talking about Bitcoin, and there was this blockchain error that happened last night, and Johnny Ray, you had asked about that.
Right.
I guess I heard the news late last night after the show about this thing happening, and it supposedly was maybe going to put some people's Bitcoin transactions in jeopardy. I can't honestly say I totally understand what happened. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Mark. There was some programming code change with the new version of the Bitcoin mining software or something.
0.8. Yeah.
0.8 up from 0.7, and it created a split in the blockchain, and that could have caused some problems.
It did cause a problem in that it caused a split, but the designers got together as quick as they could. Within 2 hours, they had a solution. Within, I believe, about 10 hours, that solution had entirely been implemented and everything had been fixed. I would like to say that, I think that this is kind of a scary thing for a new technology, a new currency like Bitcoins, but let's also talk about all the problems with the U.S. dollar, for instance. None of those are fixed. If you're mm-hmm. concerned about the U.S. dollar being a fiat currency that they print at will in order to, make up for their irresponsible spending habits and fight foreign wars and kill innocent people around the world, they haven't fixed that one in 10 hours.
For sure, dollars are every bit as imaginary and more so, I think, than bitcoins. The Bitcoin miners create the blockchain. And what I heard before, I still haven't read anything about it, but it seemed like maybe you were saying a new version of some of the Bitcoin mining software came out, and there was kind of a splintering somewhere.
Well, some people were using 0.7 and some people are using 0.8, and there was some difference. If everybody was using 0.8, it would have been a problem. Mm-hmm. And if everybody continued to use 0.7, it would have been a problem. But there was some compatibility issue between 0.8 and 0.7 that some of the nodes, and that's the miners, were creating these sort of unstable blockchain, parts of the blockchain, and it caused it to split off, and they fixed it, and now it's healed itself back up.
And the price of the Bitcoin tonight, right around where it was yesterday. Yeah. So there was a little dip late last night when some people were freaking out. But I'm so
scared to talk about the price because I have no idea what makes it what it is, but it's fun to speculate. And
supply and demand, right? I mean, people buying them is what makes it the price.
Well, yeah, all the information that people have and how they're acting on it.
You can't grasp what all that is, but
it seems like 50 right now is a psychological.
It's the new
line.
The new magic line. It hasn't yet crossed 50, correct? It's been high. It's been darn close, like 49 something.
49.09.
And people do their little mini profit takings.
Yeah, I'm just not concerned at all. I've said it many times. Anything under $100 is a bargain for bitcoins.
Let's continue here. We will take your calls about anything. Also, the TSA saying at this point. Or actually, rather, coming out in April 25th, knives will be allowed back on the lights. Mark, what, you're pointing at something.
We were going to read this email about the Leo Laporte Bitcoin thing.
Oh, sure. We can do that here in a little bit. Let's talk about the TSA, though. So they're saying the knives will be allowed back on the flight. The flight attendants are upset about it. There are 90,000 flight attendants who are members of the Flight Attendants Union Coalition, and they called it a poor and short-sighted decision by the TSA, saying, quote, as the last line of defense in the cabin and key aviation partners, we believe that these proposed changes will further endanger the lives of all flight attendants and the passengers we work so hard to keep safe and secure, said the coalition in a statement. TSA spokesperson said that TSA had implemented a number of safety procedures, including reinforced cockpit doors, allowing some pilots to be armed, and federal air marshals on board the airplanes. He said those measures would help ensure the safety of the passengers and the crew. And then at Ronald Reagan Airport, travelers reacted to the change with alarm. Deborah DeBar says, I would say, what were you thinking? Because it's ludicrous to think of allowing knives on an airplane. They are as dangerous as guns. Another traveler, David Veter, said that when it came to knives and blades, even small instruments could pose a danger. He says, I'd prefer they had nothing. So
what does nothing mean?
I guess no weapons.
Whatsoever. And you have to wear boxing gloves at all times while on the plane.
I just wonder, I mean, you know, if you're concerned about pointy objects, there are a lot of them in this world, and I wonder, you know, I don't know. I mean,
I understand why the flight attendants would feel this way and why they would organize to complain about it, but I kind of want to tell them that's what you get when you work in an industry where you've invited the government to come in and run your business for you.
Yeah, well, now they're complaining about one of those decisions the government has made, and you're absolutely right, Johnny Ray, and that's one of the places I wanted to take the conversation was, if we actually had a free market in air travel, then these flight attendants would be able to work for a company that had a security policy that made them feel safe. Because that's another important factor. You know, when a company decides a policy for itself, it's not only what do the customers think, but what do our employees think? Because if you create a place where people don't want to work, you know, if it's a place where people want to come shop, but you can't have people, you know, working there because they don't feel safe working there, then you don't have a business.
I think this is a mitigable step forward as far as liberty goes anyway, because I don't care about what I'm allowed to bring and what I'm not allowed to bring as much as I care about how long it takes them to get me through this line. That's what, you know, the pain is that, you know, you've got to disrobe there and, you know, take your laptop out of your briefcase and set it on a separate thing. And then the time that takes them to go through your stuff and all that kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, now knives are okay. Shampoo's not.
Because you're not afraid of the other people flying with you, and that's a reasonable assumption to take. If you want to fly, you have to make some assumptions, and the likelihood of anything happening to you is infinitesimal.
It's really small. And generally, it's the passengers that are going to handle a situation with a terrorist anyway. Mm-hmm. In most cases, since 9/11, that's been the case. And I'd like to reference Flight 93 also. This was the year the passengers took care of it before the world realized what could happen if some people hijacked a plane with a box cutter. Now, you're never going to get a plane with a box cutter. I'd love to see the role playing. I feel bad for the person playing the role of the terrorist in this one, where, you know, somebody tries to take over a plane with a box cutter because somebody's going to die. They're going to kill them.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily agree with the flight attendants saying they're the last line of defense.
I think it's the height of hubris, actually.
Yeah, likely some passengers could save flight attendants in many of these cases.
I think that's true.
So, but I think the important thing to point out here is that in the absence of the TSA, in the absence of this one-size-fits-all government policy, the different airlines could set their own policy. There could be an airline that has a policy of allowing weapons on. There could be an airline that has a policy of total, you know, strip searches of all passengers. And there could be airlines in between those. What would the market decide would be an appropriate level of, of checking? I would be fascinated to find out. And what would the differences be between the various different airlines in their security procedures? Would there be standards in the industry, or would they be wildly different? $855-450-FREE, and it would all depend on what the customers wanted and what their employees were willing to handle.
It bears mentioning before we're done here is that, well, let's not forget that domestic and international air travel in the United States is down by 30% post-9/11.
Sure. People'd rather drive than deal with this stuff. And by the way, we are not done. We've got quite a bit of time left, all kinds of time for you to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. And also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Coming up, the TSA is a complete joke, according to a former screener who talked to thenewamerican.com. We will share that story and that TSA, former TSA agent's thoughts. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Benjamin on Skype, actually. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from California.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Have you heard about the cannibal cop, the gentleman, I think it was in the New York area, who had planned but had not actually executed his idea to kidnap like 100 women to cook and eat?
Yes, we talked briefly about that, I believe, several months ago.
Well, he was convicted.
Wow.
But it got me thinking, because his defense was, yeah, but I hadn't done anything. It was all just fantasy. And I don't believe that. because he seemed to have put in specific plans, followed specific women to find out their routes, been built in a large oven.
Whoa.
Got specific tools for spit roasting, I suppose, a full-sized pig if he had wanted. But he was making active plans to commit these acts.
Sure sounds like he was on his way, according to some of the things you're saying here.
Wow, this is a real test case to call BS on people like me. Because I think that I put so much stock in the deed itself. And as much conspiring as you want to do, I'm okay with it. Generally speaking, but this is horrifying.
Right, the guy's buying a spit for a person.
That's the thing. Like, he hadn't done anything, but it seems pretty obvious to me that he fully intended to do these things. This wasn't just, I wonder what it'd be like to eat someone. This was, I wonder what it'd be like to eat someone. I should look up recipes and get the tools to do it and follow women around and access police database to get information on them. And, you know,
it sounds like he may have done some things that may be considered crimes in other aspects. So, like, using his police resources to access information that was not legal for him to access as a regular person in order to gather information on potential victims. That's a crime, inside their system. Also, stalking people could be considered a crime, depending on what level of following he was doing of these ladies. But, I mean, aren't we talking about a slippery slope here, guys? The circumstantial evidence looks bad, but nobody ever accused him of killing anybody.
Right. And so this is my thing. I think it's kind of a slippery slope. I don't know that he committed. I'm certain he didn't commit a quote-unquote crime, right? He didn't actually kidnap anyone or imprison them. But,
well, there's no evidence of it, at least.
Right.
We don't know.
He isn't even accused of it. It's not even something he's being accused of.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel no sympathy towards his incarceration.
Oh, I hear you on that. I mean, there's lots of people out there that I feel no sympathy towards that, I may not agree entirely with how they were sentenced or something like that. I mean, you know, that it's difficult to feel sympathy for this guy. But, from a philosophical standpoint, one has to ask oneself, is it, you know, what has he done that is so... Who's he harmed? I mean, it's creepy. It's creepy as it could be, but who's he harmed? And
who's the victim?
Yeah, and if there's no victim, then exactly what do you want to get him for? I think...
How long should he sit in a prison cell?
You know, I think that if you're talking about in a more free society, perhaps a news report on this guy and his activities would be warranted so that people could, keep an eye out for him and that kind of thing. You know, perhaps websites pointing out where he
Creep
is.
Watch.
Yeah, the Creep Watch website, keeping an eye out for where this guy is and what he's doing. There's been postulation, and I don't know for certain whether it's true or not, that in a more free society, perhaps there would be less privacy than there currently is, because people want to know with whom they're dealing.
No, I completely agree with that, and I think for me, it is such a low priority solving this problem But I think if we were moving towards a free society, it would be one that would be handled. So I suppose my question is...
The cannibal problem?
Well, with the current system we're stuck in, is there... What do you think should happen? Should he go to jail?
I want to know what he was going to do with all that meat. I mean, on a human being, there's going to be 100 pounds of meat that you're going to. I mean, you can't eat all that at once. Why would you want to cook that on a spit? You'd want a deep freezer in a big pot if you're going to do this on your own.
I am certainly no expert, but apparently he was talking with fellow cannibals on the internet. So a potluck? I have no idea. I mean, it's just so. Beyond me, what would drive someone to this?
I live in such a boring world. I had no idea that there was a cannibal chat room on the internet.
Yeah, this almost makes me pushes me towards the side that this all simply is just a big fantasy of his. And the more developed that he made it, and the more real he made it, the more exciting it was. But still, not proof that he was actually gonna. Cook and freeze and all this nonsense with these women.
I kind of lean that direction, but is there a line in which planning does become criminal?
Yeah.
The greatest indictment against him is that he's a police officer and that he's willing to do that to people. He's willing to harm people.
I was in prison with two people that had both held a gun. One person, a 44, if you can imagine such a thing, and I think it was a revolver, but maybe my mind's clouded on that issue, and held it at somebody's head and pulled the trigger, and it didn't go off. So you have to ask yourself there, who's the victim? Somebody who felt fear? Well, people can feel fear all the time. I've gone down the road and been scared by somebody on the road. And I certainly could have died because of, you know, their action, because they veered a little too close to the center line or something like that. So is that a crime?
Will you please repeat that story about the revolver or the gun?
I don't think it was a revolver. It can't be a revolver, right? Revolvers don't jam.
Revolvers like don't fail.
Right, right. But I remember it in my mind as a revolver. But I believe that he said it was a .44 and he pointed it at the woman's head and pulled the trigger and it didn't go off. And I can only imagine what kind of, you know, strange drug-addled mess this guy was in
like attempted murder to me.
It is attempted murder, but. Yeah. That's really the question, is where does attempted murder start and stop?
Good question.
Well, is attempted murder a crime?
In that case,
if you do something and you just simply fail at it, you're just a really bad murderer.
Yeah, I think in that case...
Should you just be allowed to walk free? Do you want to live next to somebody who's tried to kill people but just sucked at it?
What are you saying, Johnny Ray?
No, maybe that's the most important point, that... Why don't you bring me back on?
All right,
we'll
do that here in a moment here. And by the way, Benjamin, thanks for bringing that up. I've got an interesting piece here about this case, which has a very revealing information about this guy and what he did or what he allegedly did. Thanks for the call. You can reach us, by the way, through Skype, as Benjamin did. Username there, lrn.fm. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts welcome on the Cannibal Cop or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com.
In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, do it toll free. We're talking about the cannibal cop, but you can bring up whatever's on your mind. And also on the table for discussion, you know, we've been talking about the TSA throughout the evening as well. You can take control, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Send us your request, your contact request there. You'll be added, and we'll get you plugged in, and you can easily contact us through Skype. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat all at once because the chat room is built in to the same page as the cam, and it's all totally free. Just head over to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. So, Johnny Ray, you wanted to say something a little bit further on this attempted murder discussion. You know, where do you draw the lines? We were talking about somebody that you knew, Mark, who, you know, apparently put a gun to somebody's head, pulled the trigger, and nothing happened. It was that person's intention that that something happened, though,
actually,
right?
Actually, I know two, but yeah. Two pretty good friends, you know, in the sense that I was a convict in prison, and I knew these guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about where does compiling records and buying and building ovens turn into that pull, that trigger pull? Where does it turn into to murder? And first of all, I think the most important thing is, what do we do with murderers? Locking them up and or killing them is maybe not the most effective or the most efficient thing. Shining the light on them is peaceful and more effective.
Well, I'll tell you,
I agree.
I think we're a long way away from a world where people just sort of don't do something to take violent, dangerous people off the streets. I mean, I think we're a long ways from that one.
Well, I agree with Johnny Gray, but I also think that, you know, a murderer should be paying restitution to the family members and the business partners and the loved ones of the person whose life they took.
Well,
I think restitution is really important.
I think so, too, and I think that there's ways to do that with prisons. I think that, to me, what I would envision prisons as is essentially little cities that you're not allowed to leave, and you would have to pay some kind of rent in order, you know, some kind of, you know,
in Escape from New York, they just dump them all on the island.
Yeah, I gotcha. I don't have a perfect plan here, but you know, I think that they should have some kind of market rent for where they are, and have to pay some kind of money for the food they eat and those kind of things. You know, if they're wealthy enough that they don't have to work in order to eat, then they wouldn't have to work. But I think they should be paid for their work. Lots of people can, you know, lots of people work right from their houses. They don't have to go anywhere. And that's what I would envision for inmates.
There's this article that Slate has about the so-called cannibal cop. Again, he's never been alleged to have actually eaten anyone or killed anyone, but was found guilty of conspiracy charges. Conspiracy to kidnap his wife, his college friend, and two other women, and then to rape, torture, and eat them. Later on in this article, we're not going to have time, I don't think, to read the whole thing, at least not at this moment, because I want to get to your calls and your thoughts, but just a quick excerpt. It says here, on the face, the verdict doesn't make much sense. Even if IA and his friends had really meant to kill someone, then what did they do to make it happen? The government said that VIA conducted recon and surveillance. He traveled down to visit a woman named Kimberly in July and drove past her workplace. Later, they shared a meal. But Kimberly herself suggested where and when to meet for brunch. And if Valle was really on a murderous mission, why'd he bring along his wife and baby? Doesn't seem like it would do you very good to have those folks along if you're going to be murdering and kidnapping and cooking somebody.
It's very strange. I mean, the whole story is very strange. The thing about building a giant oven, disturbing. The thing about buying a large spit on which one could do a full-grown pig, very disturbing. I mean, these things are disturbing. But now, when they say an oven, I wonder what they mean. You know, at first, what I was thinking of is this kind of, you know, rectangular thing or whatever. But what about a smoker? Is
yeah,
that an oven?
Smoker, yeah. Good question.
Is that an oven? I mean, because lots of people in this world have large ovens,
sure.
If a barbecue smoker is an oven, and I think it would qualify. So you got to be careful with the verbiage that you get from these stories.
It's a fascinating case, though, and I hope we get a chance to dig into it a little bit deeper. But Mike's on the line, listening in Texas, and Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the NAFTA Superhighway and the cross-border trucking program.
Okay.
All right, sure.
There's an article, and there's a magazine that comes out at all the truck stops twice a month called The Trucker's News. And the headline on either this issue or the last, most recent issue, was the second attempt at cross-border trucking program, a dismal failure. And they cite the reason for the failure, that they can't get enough Mexican trucking companies to meet the criteria and standards to operate in the United States. And those that do have the trucks don't have any drivers willing to cross the border. So there's only two companies, and a total of 700 trips have been made since the program started.
What kind of criteria? What kind of criteria can't they meet, and why wouldn't Mexican truckers want to come to the United States?
That's what I can't figure out. I thought there would be so many Mexican truckers that would want to come here if they could, you know, scope it out, kind of do reconnaissance.
Who wants to come here and be harassed by the police state?
Well, these guys, the thing of it is, the Mexicans don't get bothered. They don't. They don't have any problem with the DOT doesn't stop them. They've got their own thing going with the feds. They don't even have to run by the same rules, I don't think, as we do.
You're saying if they've got a plate from Mexico, they're less likely to be harassed?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. They kind of they're allowed to go down the road.
That's sensible. I usually prefer Mexicans to Americans in most cases.
Yeah, but you're not a cop.
Well, yeah, but, you know, me and cops have a lot in common.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Short haircuts?
Sure. Mike?
The feds really want this program to work. If there's going to be such a thing as the North American Union, now, do you guys know about the place in Veracruz that has the Northern Hemisphere's largest deepwater port that can handle the new supercargo container ships?
No, they just
can't use it because they can't get the truckers to bring the freight up. Now, there's a superhighway, I-35, that runs right through Oklahoma City, is classified as, quote, the superhighway. That's the one that's going to go all the way to Canada.
Okay.
And they just can't make this work unless they get the Mexican trucking to happen. And what I think is going to happen is some big company like Warner or Swift is going to have to do some kind of pilot program where they pay extra money to American truckers to go to Mexico and start bringing the freight up. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but...
I would imagine that that would be the case. I mean, there's a lot of truckers. If you're saying that only a few hundred runs have been
700
made.
700 trips.
Yeah, 700 trips, a few hundred runs have been made. I'm stunned by that. I think with the right incentive, Americans would be definitely down there moving that freight.
I would do it. The only thing I'm worried about is my security. I don't know if everything I see and hear about Mexico is true, but...
I researched Mexico a little bit, and it's my understanding that if you isolate crime against people who are, you know, of United States citizens in Mexico, that the numbers are of reported crime, that the percentage of crime is like something like New England's, which is really, really low.
Does that include the shakedowns by the cops? By the Mexican cops.
How are you going to report that?
Exactly.
I've also heard of...
Brad Jardis, who used to regularly host on this show, claimed that he was shaken down shortly after crossing the border.
Well, I've also...
Of course, that could have been his bad karma.
I've also heard lots of pickpocketing goes on at tourist sites, too. And, you know, it's probably people just don't report that at all.
When I was in the Marine Corps, the guys that were based in California told stories about going down to Mexico, and it was just general standard operating procedure to keep some money in your shoe.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Mike, hey, thanks for sharing that. Go ahead.
Hey, can I just tell you one other thing real quick about Mexican trucks? I deliver sometimes to Laredo, Texas, and they have trucks that come across, and they pick up, like, I'll deliver a trailer to the border, and then they'll take it back across the border. They only go within 50 miles of the border on either side. But I've seen a Mexican truck where, you know those flashlights that take the big square 9-volt battery?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a Mexican truck with one of those for a headlight.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. And I like the trucker news. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help us out, maybe you like the fact that we made it to number 47 this year, our all-time high, 5 years now on the Talkers Magazine Top 100 talk shows. We made it to number 47 this year, up from 52 last year, and so cracking into the top 50. If you want us to continue that rise in the charts, you want us to continue adding more radio stations on board with this program, more internet listeners finding the ideas of freedom, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the fact that we're able to be on that talkers list probably has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, we've been advertising in Talkers Magazine for several years. That doesn't hurt, your chances as far as getting listed on that. It makes us certainly more available to the industry, more recognizable by the industry, doing the industry advertising that we've been doing for years on this program, thanks to the Free Talk Live AMP program. We go to the conventions. We'll be going to the Talkers Magazine convention this year. There's usually, now there's two of them. There used to be just one Talkers per year. We used to go to two per year. One was Talkers, one was a different company. That company's pretty much gone now at this point, so Talkers is the only one throwing these conventions at this point. And we like to go to these things because it allows us to schmooze with the big wigs in the business and be seen by the people that make, you know, big decisions in the radio industry. And we're able to attend these conventions on your dime because listeners like you are contributing to the Free Talk Live AMP program. $5 a month, that's all we're asking for, and that's, you know, the price of a venti or something like that at Starbucks. And by the way, there's news out of New York City today about how their drink ban's been overturned. I doubt we're going to get into the details of that, but a little bit of good news. Anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, use any major credit credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right through our website. So we try to make it easy for you, and you are making it a lot easier for us to get the show on more radio stations by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. So thank you over at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, there's somebody else that you can support as well that I think he's doing great work. Issam, who actually came out to the Liberty Forum and spoke. Unfortunately, I was busy with running a booth. I didn't get to see it. I don't know if you did, Mark, while you were there.
No, I got to talk to him, and he was really a fascinating guy to speak with.
But he seemed like a nice guy, and this is the guy who we talked about several months ago who had put up the posters all around New York City, and something like 40 posters, fairly large posters, letting people know about drones, and in a very fun way. He was kind of the artistic style was that of like an iPad advertisement or an iPod advertisement, the kind of the silhouette of the drone and the blue background, and then a silhouette of some people running away from the drone, and the drone with a silhouetted missile, and it's kind of its trail coming off of the drone and firing at the people, and using the New York Police Department's logo, and just to really bring attention to the idea of the police state. They're after him. The New York Police Department finally found out who he was. They put a lot of resources into this, from what I understand. They've come after him with multiple criminal charges, and there's an event. It's happening on the 14th of March. It's going to be, that's Thursday night. It's happening in New York at a club, I think, called Animal. Join us. It says freeassam.com is the website. That's free, F-R-E-E, Assam, E-S-S-A-M, freeassam.com for details on this. But they're going to have an evening of art and entertainment. It's going to be a silent auction that will benefit the legal battle of Issam, and there will be an open bar as well as live music to carry you through the evening, hosted by rock photographer Clay Patrick McBride. Auction items include original work from Assam's drone campaign, so you can get your hands on one of his original posters, as well as works by an exceptional group of New York artists. And again, that's March 14th. The details at freeassam.com. And Issam takes Bitcoin. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, and the consequences that are happening to Issam right now, I think in a large measure are a consequence of the idea of the ownership of intellectual property, right?
Yeah, like government logos specifically is why they're going after him, because governments are very protective of their logos. They fully believe in the ideas of copyright, and if you use their logo without their permission, even though you know they're going to claim they're your servants, they'll come after you and put you in a jail cell.
Yeah, that is that logo. I think public property is a crazy concept because somebody controls it and it's not you.
Right.
And that's not your property. If you try and use it, then
I say it is my property because I'm forced to pay for their system, so I should be able to use whatever their logos I want to.
I agree. And I think that information like that, I think intellectual property is it won't survive the internet, availability, the mass availability of information. It's going to die. The music industry is losing that battle, aren't they?
Slowly.
Yeah, I mean it's
one could say they've already lost it.
I think that they're morphing to some extent, but I feel like what you're going to see more and more is artists getting in touch directly with their listeners, and they're going to have probably the day of the huge artist is coming to an end.
That hasn't happened yet. Maybe it will at some point. There's an argument to be made for that, but the old ways are still pretty powerful. They're still pretty effective. A lot of people still listen to those big companies and the music that they put out, and they've still got all the connections to all the radio stations that, you know, they've always had. So it's a long-running game they've been playing, and it's not going to come to an end anytime soon. And they're going to thrash, and they're going to lash out as much as they possibly can as things come down to the bitter end. And the same thing applies to the governments with their various intellectual property laws. So I want to get to Adam. He's on the line, actually on Skype. Adam, you are calling from Maryland.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Hey, you guys were talking about Robin Hooding yesterday.
Yes, it's something that's been going on in Keene now for a number of years, and more so recently in a really seriously organized and effective manner. In fact, somebody just came by the LRN.FM studios today and dropped off a $25 check for the Robin Hooders.
Sweet. Very, very nice.
Yep.
Well, I got some ideas for some advanced Robin Hooding that me and my crew are about to do.
Oh, cool. I want to hear that. I'll just bring our listeners up to speed. Robin Hooding is where you follow around the meter maid, actually walking slightly in front of the meter maid, and feeding expired meters with coinage in order to prevent the meter maid from issuing a ticket, and then also leaving a note to let the vehicle's operator know that you did that.
Well, Robin Hooding is saving somebody from an expired meter, you know, just feeding a meter. What you're talking about is an advanced form of Robin Hooding, you know, it's much more efficient.
Well, I think that in order to have, if there's structure, then you've got Robin Hooding. Otherwise, you're just doing someone a favor. I think it has to be consistent. I think it has to be activism that is, you know, something that's out there, you know, more consistently than just someone happening to feed a meter somewhere. But anyway, go ahead. What you got in mind?
Yeah, do you guys have meter maids that actually drive around?
I mean, they drive to go park in a lot, and then they walk around.
He's talking about the Cushman carts, I believe.
No, well, where I live, they actually drive around, double park, and then give out tickets.
Okay.
So what we've done is we've bought. Have you ever seen those ugly yellow tire boots that the meter maids have?
Sure.
Well, we got our own tire boot.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to follow these guys around. We've seen them breaking parking laws, you know, being hypocritical, double standard, and they're going to get the boot put on by us.
Ooh, you're going to boot their car in the middle of a moving thoroughfare?
Bring bail money.
I don't think the people are going to like that. I don't think that's going to be.
Where is this? Is this Baltimore? Where are you at in Maryland?
Yeah, we're going to do it in Baltimore.
And what laws do you think they're going to get you with? Because they're going to come after you hard.
I don't know, but we're going to get it all on camera, and you know, the whole idea
really
is for this to get a reaction.
They are really going to come out. I mean, it's one thing if you boot their little vehicle and then get the hell out of there, you know, wearing all black or, you know, something like that with face masks. It's another thing if you're going to be recording video evidence of what you're doing and putting it online. Let me just say, I think this is incredibly risky behavior, and, you know, you could be brought up on felony charges is going to be my guess. I bet they've got some kind of interference with police business charge that they can hit you with there.
You know, you got a point there. I mean, it's a risk we're willing to take, though, and, you know.
So you're willing to risk 3 years in prison just so you can boot a traffic cop's car?
I don't think it'll go that far.
I hope you're right.
We'll
this
try
is
to
Baltimore
do
we're talking about. Man, how's it go with jury nullification in Maryland? Do they let that happen in courtrooms?
You know what? I've never experienced the criminal court, so I couldn't tell you.
Ooh. Boy, you want to talk about flying blind, Adam. I have to say, I don't know who your friends are or how many of them there are, but I've got some real reservations about this. If you want to stick around, we can continue the discussion here in moments. 855 453. Hour number 3 is on the way. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think this is an incredibly bad idea.
Reservation is a good way to say it.
Yeah, I think that that's being kind. Reservations is being somewhat kind.
Yeah. It's brazen. It's ballsy. It'll make for a great video.
Right. But assuming the video ever gets out, you better stream it live.
More on the way. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.